I'll always love you, dear, and I'll always hold you near. So, darling, don't say goodbye. Say I love you. Please don't ever say goodbye. Just say you're mine.
That was Bill Hamby, who was a DJ in Dayton for off and on for a long time, and called himself Cousin Bill. He was on WNE in 1954, WAVI in 58. He had a TV show in 58 on WHIO-TV. He back in WNE in 63, and then he was left and came back to WAVI in 1968. But he had a really good band while he was here, and that particular song was one that he wrote. And I always thought it had an interesting story behind it. Bill told me that I told him I really liked that song, and there's something about that song that's got there's a presence to it that it kind of reminds me of Elvis's I Forgot to Remember to Forget. There's a feel to it that I really like. But anyway, Bill said that he wrote it one day. He was out with a girl, and they were out all night, and she worked at the Bell Telephone Company, and he took her right straight to work coming in from being out all night. And let her out in front of the telephone company, and he started to say goodbye, and she said, "Please don't ever say goodbye." And he said,
"Sounds like the name of a song."
He went home and wrote that.
Oh boy!
But he had a good band. He had Lucky Moore played the lead guitar, and he played in a lot of bands around Dayton. He played for Ernie Morris, who played out on Bertie's Nightclub for a long time. But Bill also had Chubby Howard played steel for him, and Bun Wilson played drums, and Bun went on to play with Ernest Tubb and eventually came back to Renfro Valley.
Mm-hmm. Now, these were on Way V Records. Where was Way V Records?
Well,
is that Dayton?
It's a play on WAVI, Way V. And those were the only two records, the one that Bill did and the one that Lucky Moore did.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mac, you've talked a lot about radio in Dayton area. Was country music also on TV in the 1950s and 60s?
Yeah, Bill Hamby had a show for a while, and Herbie Smith had a show for a while. Most of them never stayed on too long. I think they probably contracted for 13 weeks or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So there wasn't a long-time presence on Dayton TV as there were, say, on Cincinnati television.
Well, Kenny
Western Hayride or something like
that. Well, Kenny Roberts, when he left Cincinnati and came to Dayton, he was on WHIO, and he did TV there, and he did a lot of kids' TV. In fact, he's credited with being one of the pioneers of kids' TV.
Mm-hmm. And it's odd to think about a lot of those. I'll call even Kenny Roberts, all those sort of cowboy performers. They ended up being TV kid hosts all across the United States. And I had on the Midnight Rainbow a couple years ago the Miami County fiddler, Carl Phyllis, who's now in his 90s, and he used to play on Dayton TV, but I'm not educated on it. So I have to I'm pleased to hear that at least that there was some country music during those years. Mac, what do we got coming up next on our show
here? Well, this is a guy that was a member of Bill Hamby's band. He went on some USO tours with Bill overseas. And later on, he played with Ernie Lee and with Boxcar Willie and with Buck Owens when Buck Owens wasn't Buck Owens yet. He didn't have a name yet.
Out on the West Coast.
Yeah. And it's Chubby Howard, of course, and everybody in the Miami Valley knows who Chubby Howard is. He's I think he's 87, 88 years old and still going strong.
Still going strong on
WBZI.
WBZI radio. You can hear Chubby Howard on the weekends.
Yeah, he's
he
on,
still plays quite a bit out, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Out in your old stomping grounds, out in Eaton area.
Yeah, and he'll go wherever anybody will have him.
Well, and it's worth hearing.
Yeah.
So what do you so – we're going to play a Chubby Howard cut now?
Yeah, this is Oklahoma Stomp, good Western swing
Let's
thing.
Let's do it. All right.
Here's a guy that I went to high school with, and he came to Dayton and made a name for himself as a country musician. He was the man when it came to country music in Dayton, probably the most popular singer around Dayton.
What years is this, Mac?
This record is from 1968.
So in the mid-60s, you're saying this guy...
He dominated... country music in Dayton. He played at the Hub Club in Humor Heights and the Paradise Inn on Wayne Avenue. He played at his own club called the Music Man out in the mm-hmm. Hills and Dale Shopping Center.
Okay.
But this was from 1968, and it was a number one song on WAVI.
Who are we listening to?
We're listening to Herbie Smith. And it's To Keep From Going Home.
Herbie Smith. Here
Curly Chalker on the steel.
Let's hear it. Turner here on the Midnight Ramble. You're listening to WISO Radio. My name's Tom Duffy. We play country music every Saturday night from 10 until midnight, following Down Home Bluegrass. If you like bluegrass music, tune into 91.3 WISO on Saturday nights, 8 to 10. And we're pleased to have in the studio tonight on the Midnight Ramble, Mac McDivitt from down here in Beaver Creek, longtime Dayton resident, a recognized expert. We'll give him a diploma. He's the historian on country music in the Dayton and Cincinnati areas. Mac McDivitt, tell us about what we just heard.
That was Mary Lou Turner from 1966, and it was cut on a Dayton label called Top Tennessee. They evidently wanted to get the benefit of.
Where would she have recorded that? Do you have any idea?
She recorded it. As far as I know, she recorded it in Dayton, but I don't know any of the details. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She used to come out, and Herbie Smith would have her get up, and she did that most of the time because she really did a good job on it. Then she started – she got a chance to go to WWVA, so she was going back and forth to – WWVA and Wheeling every weekend, just like the Osborne brothers did at one time. Mm-hmm. And
so this was in the late 60s, Mary Lou.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she got noticed down there by Bill Anderson. And when Jan Howard quit Bill, he contacted her and she wanted her to audition, and she did. And
his female partner,
right.
Yeah, that's great. She's got a heck of a voice, a big voice.
Yeah, a big voice.
And you're saying she grew up here in the Dayton?
Yeah, she. I think she was born in Kentucky, but I think she probably grew up here.
Her dad was a local DJ.
Tommy Turner.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. So, okay, Mac, I think we have Bobby Bear coming up. Tell us, why is Bobby Bear in your list?
Well, Bobby Bear was born in Ironton. But when he got to be a late teenager, he came up to Springfield and stayed with some relatives and played the bars in Springfield and played the bars in Dayton. And he had a hit on Fraternity Records under somebody else's name, Bill Parsons, called The All-American Boy. And he was in the Army at the time it was popular, and there was a mix-up, and this Bill Parsons got the credit for it. But when Bobby came back, he got his contract on Fraternity, and the one we're going to listen to is Talking Blues, similar to the All-American Boy. It's called The Brooklyn Bridge.
And when would this have been recorded?
This would have been in 61.
61, and is this a local recording, or is this when he was out in California?
No, this was on Fraternity in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati. Okay. Bobby Bear here on the Midnight Ramble. Well, Mac McDivitt, tell us about that.
Okay, Donnie Bowser, Dayton, well, it's really a Springfield boy, but he played in the bars around Dayton a long time, and he had a really big record called Stone Heart, and that was his signature song. But on the flip side of Stone Heart, on a local label called Des, was this song called Rock and Roll Joys. And that was around the time Elvis was
big. No doubt about that.
This particular record, most people around here probably never heard it, but the rockabilly collectors pay big money for this Rock and Roll Joys, probably mainly because of the title.
Well, I wonder if there weren't just that many pressed as well, perhaps.
Well, yeah, were.
This would have been a 45?
Yeah.
And Donnie Bowser went on to a long career.
Yeah, he recorded for a lot of different labels, and he had polio as a kid, so that he was in a wheelchair, and that limited him. But he's got a son, I think, that still plays music, more like country rock.
Well, Mac, I see by your list that we're getting back into bluegrass.
Yeah.
Tell us about...
This guy, Jack Lynch, I give him credit for documenting country and bluegrass music in the Dayton area from 1963 up until 78. He recorded a lot of people, and he even recorded a couple of Ralph Stanley albums and one by Don Reno and Bill Harrell. His coup, though, was he got Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs when they were singing Stanley Brothers songs, and they were like 15 years old, and Jack put out an LP with them on it.
I agree that Jack Lynch has a pretty major role in bluegrass history. He tried to put records out when really no one was buying bluegrass music. And that's to be admired.
Right. And he would go around to the bluegrass festivals and open up his trunk, and he'd have all these records in there, and he'd sell them out of his trunk at the bluegrass festivals. And I was playing music on the radio over in Eaton and playing records, and I needed records to play, and I knew he had some bluegrass, so I found what his address was, and I went there expecting it to be a company. And
it was the trunk of his car.
it was his apartment.
Yeah.
And he invited me in, and I told him what I wanted, and he got me some records. And he says, why don't you just stay for supper with me? And he cooked up
great.
A big steak and baked potato and a salad, and it was a real enjoyable evening. And Jack Lynch was a nice guy. He was a real friend of the Stanley Brothers. When the Stanley Brothers came to town, they usually just had George Shuffler with them, and they'd always pick up Jack to play bass with them. And he and Carter were good buddies.
And what do you have picked out for us that we're going to listen
to? It's called You Left Me This Morning. It's one of the real early J. Lynn records. J. Lynn was Jack's label.
Mm-hmm.
And this is with the Lee Brothers. The Lee Brothers were Roy Lee Centers and Fred Spencer. And Roy Lee, of course, went on to play with Ralph Stanley, and unfortunately got murdered in Kentucky, and that was the end of his career.
But he had a wonderful voice, and I think it's highlighted well on this early.
Yeah.
Because what the early 45, what year was this, Matt?
This was 63.
63, so it's we're talking.
This wasn't the first Jay Lynn, but it was probably the third.
I'm just thinking this was like 8 years before Roy Lee Sanders played with Stanley.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, we're close.
But Roy Lee could sound just like Carter, and he could play the banjo just like Ralph.
And who's is Jack Lynch playing on this?
I suspect he's playing bass, but I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. And I know Roy Lee played the banjo as well. Do you know who's playing on
Roy, I think Roy Lee's playing the banjo.
Banjo on here. Okay, let's hear it. What's the name of the song?
You Matt? Left Me This Morning.
Okay, let's hear that. Larry Sparks here on the Midnight Ramble.
That's Larry Sparks' first record. Is on Jack Lynch's Jay Lynn label. And it was after he played with the Stanley Brothers, but about a year before he started playing with Ralph. And that particular song was on Jay Lynn, but it was reissued on Old Homestead. And later on, he redid it again on June Apple Records. It's never too late.
Still that recognizable Larry Sparks sound, even as a young pup there, young man.
Right.
Of course, as you mentioned, he'd been on the road with the Stanleys, and so he had some experience.
Right.
That sounds just like Larry Sparks.
That was like, he's got his distinctive sound with the guitar.
With the guitar, very much so. In the studio with us tonight on WYSO is Mac McDivitt. Mac is a recognized historian of country music in the Dayton and Cincinnati areas. We're very pleased to have him. We've been playing songs, artists, and tunes associated with the Dayton area all night long, or at least since the 10 o'clock hour that you're listening to the Midnight Ramble on WYSO. Jack Lynch's label, Jay Lynn Records.
Yep.
A significant milestone in bluegrass history and in Dayton. As you'd say, I can't say that the Jay Lynn records weren't the highest quality. They were sort of low-budget productions.
Right, yeah.
But
put out some good music. Yeah,
Very much so.
Yeah, the Valley Ramblers, Lee Allen, John Reedy, Ralph Stanley, two albums by Ralph, one by Reno and Harold.
And some of these have been bought by other labels now and reissued,
yeah,
including those ones you mentioned before by Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs.
That's been reissued several times.
Yes.
Some
mm-hmm.
Canadian yeah. outfit put
but
it out.
Very good music as well.
Yeah.
Well, Mac, we have a very popular artist coming up next. Tell us about Kenny Roberts.
This is a guy that was Kenny Roberts was on the Midwestern Hayride and on WLW for several years, and then the couldn't get his contract renewed for whatever reason. He came to Dayton and went on WHIO-TV, and he was there for 5 years and did a kid's show. And, in fact, he's credited with being a pioneer of children's TV. And this is one I'm sure all the kids like called Chocolate Ice Cream Cone.
You used to watch him on TV here?
No.
Oh, no. You were a little bit too old for this.
No, I didn't have TV at the time.
Oh, that's right. What years are we talking about when Kenny Roberts was here in Dayton?
52, came in 52 and was here for about 5 years.
And Kenny Roberts known for his yodeling.
Yeah.
And he had a part to play in bringing Bill Haley into the...
Yeah, he taught. He was one of the down homers, and they were on WOWO in Fort Wayne. And Kenny was going into the Army, and they got a replacement, and it was Bill Haley, and he taught Bill Haley to yodel.
Yeah, as a claim to fame himself or itself. And, you know, I had never known that Kenny Roberts was like a kid's entertainer on TV with this song. It makes sense. It's that type of song. It's sort of a novelty song.
He had another that would be wouldn't be good today. It was called Maggie Get the Hammer. There's a fly on baby's head.
Well, let's hear him talk about chocolate. How about that? Great, right. Kenny Roberts here on the Midnight Ramble.
Ice cream cone, and all because of that chocolate, chocolate, chocolate ice cream cone.
This next record is by the Trace Trio. It's a mother and two daughters, and this was back in in the 50s when Tommy Sutton was DJ, and he kind of they were proteges of Tommy Sutton. He got them a record deal at King, and this was a moderate hit around here. It's called The Lord Will Make a Way Somehow.
And just to get me straight, Mac, I've only read about the Trace Trio. I've never heard them, so I'm interested to hear this record that you have. They were here in Dayton area?
Yeah. It was Sylvia Trace and her two daughters. I don't remember their names.
But, and they would make personal appearances in the area?
Yeah, I never saw them, but they were probably doing churches and stuff like that.
Okay, let's hear them. Trace Trio here on the Midnight Ramble.
I am on the heavenly highway leading to the land above. Saying to my soul, why worry? The Lord will make a way somehow.
The Trace Trio here on the Midnight Ramble. We'd like to thank Mac McDivitt for coming in tonight. All music associated with Dayton, Ohio country music. Let me, I'll let Mac introduce Daryl McCall in just a minute. Let me remind you that you're listening to Member Supported. 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. We're online at WYSO.org.
Well,
WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Maumee Valley and beyond. Take it, Mac.
Thanks for having me, Tom. And this is Daryl McCall. We're only going to hear part of this. This is a guy that was around the Dayton area with Johnny Paycheck and with the Adams Brothers. And eventually made his name in Texas. He's become a legend in the Texas dance halls, and this is one of his very best ones. It's called Dreams of a Dreamer.